بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. وقال تعالى: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us with the wealth of iman, made us from the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he has blessed us with bounties that we don't even know about. There are functions in our body that I don't know when last we even took time to thank Allah. We can thank Allah if we know about it. And if we don't even know that it's fully functioning in our systems, then how do we thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? That is why we recite the masnoon du'as, that we thank Allah. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'mah. Whatever bounty Allah I enjoy, Allah is from your side. We read two rakats of salatu duha. When you make shukr, then Allah increases those bounties. Then if a person recites Salatul Duha, the Chas Salah, as we call it, two rakats, mid-morning, of course 9, 10 o'clock, approximately that time, we recite two rakats. That is sufficient as he thanks and shukriya to Allah for the bounties that he has blessed us with, whether you have mentioned them by name and detail or not. And in this particular situation that we find ourselves in, alhamdulillah, it was through the efforts of the Muslim doctors that are in the hospitals and some ulama that are worried and concerned. So effort was made and ulama we selected, and certain ulama we given the afforded the ability to go to the hospitals and to pay a visit to those that are sick and ailing. And yesterday, alhamdulillah, some of the doctors made an effort also. Then my name was also put onto the list to do some visits. So we went to the hospital to visit the people that are sick and ailing. But the lesson that we all have to understand and we all have to realize and open our eyes to is that, number one, take nothing for granted. And number two, take no person for granted. Taking nothing for granted, the moment we entered the ICU unit, one of the brothers were coughing. And he was coughing. We thought maybe he's going to cough his lungs out also. They quickly drew the curtains. People go behind, they're rubbing his back, they're massaging, physio, etc. We carried on making dua for the rest of the patients. Maybe after 5-7 minutes, he was calm. With the ventilator, with the oxygen machine, he was still restless. From a distance, we made dua, we carried on. And then one of the doctors had mentioned, he says, "Mulana, you have to have a very strong heart to enter this facility." So he said, I asked him, like, you know, this, explain to me a little bit of this ability of our breathing. So he says, "Mulana, your every breath that you take, from that 500 mils of air that you take into your system, 20% of it, 20-21% is oxygen. Your body takes in 5 and exhales 15 of it." He says, these people who are having difficulty breathing, the 20% of oxygen has now gone down to approximately 15 or 12, depending on the level of distress of the patient. That's all it went, from 20 to 14, he's in difficulty. 20 to 10, he's in ICU. That's all, 20% to 10%. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this ability. We don't even think, we don't even make an effort. Person breathes in, he breathes out. No effort. And yet one virus to teach us the countless bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So many people we visited and going through the... So the first bounty, then the first lesson is take nothing for granted. And number two is take no person for granted. How many a person entered that hospital facility of ICU, oxygen, whatever, because of the restrictions you cannot go and visit, and only to receive the janaza of that brother and that father of yours. You never had the time and that ability to say, Papa, maaf for troubling you. Brother, please make me maaf. We haven't been speaking for the last 10 years. Make me maaf. Forget about it. Let's make maaf and move on. He never had that ability also. So take no person for granted. Whoever is in society. Last night one of the doctors was admitted. So he was admitted. He says, Maulana, my test was done 3 days ago. The results came the next day. When my results came, he said positive. But I was walking, talking, and I was fine. I was normal. He says, within 2 days, I had to be put on oxygen. Maulana, at the moment I'm in high care. Make dua for me. Having difficulty breathing. That's how swift things can change. Before it's too late, pick up that phone and ask someone, bye, please make me maaf. I'm sorry, how long are we going to carry on like this? Allah is opening up our eyes. If this is not going to wake up our eyes, then what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability. And alhamdulillah, in the visit, we met one of our senior ulama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him complete shifa. He's looking well, alhamdulillah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is malik. Allah is in total control. Allah is shafi. Mulana Ahmad Sulaiman Katani, damat barakatuhumul aliyah. Mulana was very happy. He said, Mulana, sit down. He wanted to talk. So I asked him, Mulana, what is your message? So there was a long discussion. But I said, Mulana, what's your message for the world outside there? You in hospital. He says, tell the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. Tell them that Allah is at the assistance of his ummah as long as they're going to help themselves. Tell them to join hands. Tell them use the opportunities to earn their jannah. Khidmat se khuda milta hai, an opportunity. He says, people are coming forward. He's in hospital. They're phoning, Mulana, so much money. 5-digit numbers, 6-digit numbers. He says, take it, Mulana, go and help the poor. Help people who don't have oxygenators. People who can't go to do their blood tests. Who can't find place in a facility. He says, help the ummah. Understand it's real, it's happening. He says, Mulana, you walk in a via. Haven't you heard people gasping for breath? They can't even breathe. Doctor is there, oxygen machine is there, yet they're still having difficulty. There's not much more that they can do. He says, just this morning, yesterday we were there, he said, just this morning a person comes. So the doctor says, we need a ventilator now. He says, we don't even have to spare 1 minute on any ventilator for him. Don't even have 1 minute to spare. So Mullah Ilyas, Damat Barakatum, was explaining and he's saying, when I told him what exactly what transpired in our visit, he says, tell the ummah that the prior precautionary measure we all have to start now is the amal. Make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The ummah is worried. The whole world is the strongest connection is 5G. He says 2G, he says 2G, meaning two hands and G, you connected with Allah. Yunus alayhi salam made dua, la ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu mina zalimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. Delivered him to safety. So we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person can have his medical aid. He can have it all. There's marquee tents outside the hospital. Outside the hospital. There's no bed inside. Nothing inside. You sick, go into the marquee, into the tent. It's a reality. We have to make dua for the ummah. We have to help the ummah. If my neighbor is not well, I have to give him a phone call. By, how are you? You need anything? Can I buy something from the shops? Forget about the delivery man. I'll buy it for you. You need any assistance? I'll get it for you. What do you need? Medication. How can I assist? Your wife is also positive. I'll send the soup. I'll send the food for you. We have to stand up to help each other. He says, earn your jannah. Don't squander this ability and this opportunity Allah has given us. We can earn. Let's not waste this opportunity in bickering, in fighting, in arguing about the things of the past. Leave it. Pick up ourselves. Pick up the morale of the ummah. Just yesterday, we met one of the brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with a mouth of a Friday, subhanallah. Yesterday, standing at his bedside and making dua for him, he says, Mulana, make more dua. Mulana make more dua. Mulana more dua. So he made whatever duas came in the mind. Ayat of Quran. He says, Mulana more. More Mulana. And he was appreciative. He says, you actually came to make dua for me. As we're leaving, Assalamu alaikum Mulana. So I said, Wa alaikum assalam. Assalamu alaikum Mulana. Wa alaikum. Assalamu alaikum Mulana. And he greeted multiple times until we left. Then the doctor took me out of the room. He says, no, alhamdulillah, inshallah, he's looking well. Allah will give him complete shifa, inshallah. Today, this morning, the janazah notice came. When last have we been to Al-Hilal Cemetery? Go to the cemetery and see, you look at a line of qabr, of qubur and qabars. 7 January, 7 January, 7, 7, 7, you'll find 5. Go to 8 January, you'll find another 10 janazas, 10 qabars. Allah, Sumarana Katani was mentioning, he says, all the time this is just flashing in front of me. كُلُّ مْرِئٍ مُصَبِّحٌ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَالْمَوْتُ أَذْنَى مِنْ شِرَاقٍ عَلِهِ. He says, every day we waking up in the morning, we with our families, you don't even know, death is closer to you than your shoelace. And he mentioned the people who are getting Friday janazas. He says, I have witnessed all of these people, clean hearts. Clean hearts. They got no time to waste in this SMSing, texting, scoring points. These are people with clean hearts. Allah has given them mouth on a Jumu'ah, subhanAllah. And now again, janazas we're hearing also on this Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. We clean our hearts. We be there to help the ummah. We be there to assist the ummah. When the ummah is bleeding, it's not the time to discuss where it came from, who shot it, when they shot it. Time to immediately help the ummah. This is the time one brother, we met him. So we're making dua for him. He started tearing as we're making dua. He says, Mawlana, from our house, we are 5 people in the hospital. 5 people. Don't forget also to make dua. My mother is also upstairs. Subhanallah. He's unable to breathe himself. But the lesson is we have to make dua for the ummah. It's a real thing that is happening. Make dua and help the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu grant us the tawfiq and the ability. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alleviate and remove the virus. And help the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.